Welcome to the podcast. We're so glad that you're here. Sometimes we curse like sailors while we have a beer. Sometimes there's graphic content, so watch for little ears. We can't be held responsible for what you're about to hear.
Hey!
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hello.
Hi.
What the hell is going on here? Oh, man. We're already starting off like on a wackadoo foot over here.
Yeah. What's new?
I know. I'm Alicia.
I'm Jesse.
And we are...
Changing the Chances.
Welcome back.
Yeah, it's...
We didn't mean to take a hiatus.
Yeah. I'm like, life just kind of happened.
You know, again, life...
Well, Piper's all good. Piper's totally fine. Everything's good on that
Nobody
front.
Panic. About the star of the show. She's fine.
Yeah, just some other things.
You know, it's the holidays, so the days sometimes just slip away, and work has longer days sometimes, and, you know, it just happens. But we're back.
We are.
Yay! I've missed it, actually.
I have. I totally get what you mean.
It's, like, been part of our routine.
Yep.
It's, yeah.
It's a nice, like, venting process, and...
Yeah,
just connection, like, for us.
Yeah. It does, I think that's what's really nice about it for me. No, I'd love to vent because I need to put my words
sometimes
somewhere.
Sometimes people just need to vent.
Yes.
And there's, like, stupid people out there that you need to call out, like people that park in handicapped parking spots that should not be there.
We can't talk about it.
I know. It's such a touchy subject for you, and yeah. I get it.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Oh, no, we're good. No, we're totally fine. We're good. And I was going to say something, but then I forgot because you went off on the tangent and see my mind totally is, I can't, it's all consuming.
Sorry.
It's fine. Anyway, so we're back. We are going into the holiday season.
We are. Yes.
So, of course, naturally, we just kind of want to talk about the holidays because holidays are a big deal in general, I feel like, for us.
For most people. For us, definitely. I would say birthdays.
Oh, man, I love a birthday. Yeah, I love
birthdays. Birthdays at the top. And then Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
Yeah, they like kind of go in that order.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
For us.
Yeah.
I like the holidays more since you and I have gotten together. Like, I wasn't a very big holiday person.
I know. That's true. That's very true.
I was just like, whatever. It's another damn day. For you know, corporate America to suck funds out of you.
Oh, man. Only if you let them.
But then I met you and it was nice, you know, and we grew to learn what each other likes. And
yeah.
I've always enjoyed getting things for you. But I think now being a dad and having Piper definitely makes the holidays better.
It definitely changed.
It does. That
the holidays.
It has totally changed.
In the best way.
Oh, 100%.
The best way possible, for sure.
Not saying that, like, you know, growing up, I didn't like the holidays. Like, who doesn't like getting gifts?
But it's just different.
But it was different,
yeah.
You know? Because most of the time when I was getting gifts, it was things that I needed. So when you got to school, everybody was, like, pulling out their cool gadgets and toys and this, that, and the other. Yeah. It's like, well, I got socks and underwear because that's what I needed.
Yeah.
So,
I think we were, you know, like, we were always lucky as kids because we were those kids. We were very fortunate that we got the new gaming system because we wanted it, and you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were very fortunate, which is probably what plays into enjoying the holidays, because when you don't feel left out, it's easier to enjoy.
Yeah. Plus, I think what it is too is, you know, since we are talking about the holidays and the star of the show, Piper.
Yeah.
I have loved watching her experiences with the holidays evolve.
That is very true. Like, I mean, it really is. It's,
I mean, because naturally, I don't know about you, but I had certain expectations for the twins when we found out we were having them for, like, Thanksgivings and Christmases and stuff like that. You know, I mean,
you have a plan in
your
head.
You had a plan. Yeah.
And you see a vision, and, you know, that doesn't mean that's what it's going to look like. Very rare is it
and
wouldn't
if you. Anybody that is listening to the show obviously knows our plans did not come to fruition.
No, they've changed pretty drastically. So,
but you know, it has been nice. Mm-hmm. You know, like in the beginning, I think everybody, you, me, my family, your family, everybody, we were all trying to figure out what was gonna, what holidays were gonna be like with Piper.
I definitely think that, you know, like, okay, so I think you're right. I do think you're right. I think in the very, very beginning, maybe not so much, only because she was still so,
so
little. The, you know, when
you're that, the size of a dollar bill.
Well, and when you're that young, like the idea that, you know, even babies don't understand the concept. Like they're not infants, like soup. Yeah. They're just like, I don't. So I think in the very, very beginning, it was not such a huge adjustment because it just felt like, well, you know, that she's happens. A baby. They don't
really get it.
You know, by our second, third, fourth Christmas, I think it was a little bit harder because it definitely set into that learning curve of like who she's going to be, because she'd reached a point where you would think typical kids may not fully understand what's happening, but they start to get excited.
Oh yeah.
And ask questions.
Presents. And it's and Christmas.
She
time.
Still wasn't
yeah.
there. She was like, I don't really know what's happening. At least she never gave me a sign that she like understood what was happening.
Yeah, because she was still really young,
yeah.
to say the least.
Yeah.
But I think it was still because it takes Piper so long to get those cause and effects.
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas really comes around once a year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's a whole year away. Like once it happens, you do. It's not. So she wasn't getting like, this is a holiday. This is what we do.
Yeah. And I also think it was just harder in the beginning because she was still very much like easily overwhelmed.
Yeah, sensation-wise.
And she was still struggling with focusing on like being able to see, which, you know, led, you know, contributed to the overwhelm.
Because well, so, we had, what was she, a year or two when we first got, when she got her first set of glasses?
Oh, she was younger than one.
Oh, was she? It was okay.
Yeah. So, or maybe, yeah, I think she wasn't even one yet. So she's had glasses pretty much her whole life.
So she was able, from what we could tell, was able to see like the lights.
Yeah.
And she's always enjoyed
yeah.
the lights and everything that comes with the holidays, with Halloween and Christmas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it definitely, you could tell it took it out of her, all the sensation and sensory overload.
Like, yeah. Because you're asking her to try and open presents and, you know, you have to help her and it's loud and it's a lot of effort. And then you are trying to ask her to engage with an object, a toy, which she probably didn't have any real interest in. I think in the beginning, again, it was a learning curve, just trying to
figure out what she really was interested in, what worked with her.
So I think definitely in the beginning, it was us trying to live up to an expectation of what Christmas should look like.
Yeah.
As opposed to what it was realistically going to look like for her.
And in you know, it, the last probably four Christmases, it's been really good because we've all kind of figured out, you know, like we've told my family, your family, this is what works with Piper. Mm-hmm. This is what she engages great with.
Yeah.
And everybody's knocked it out of the park. I mean, my brother, Tim, one of her almost every single year since we've told him, hey, this is what, you know, she engages great with and what she likes and stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's always picked winning
he's
presents.
He's always picked out a great Christmas present that she absolutely loves, you know. And like your parents, it's always, well, what does she need right now? What can she use?
So we've definitely, I think that's where the learning comes in, is we've learned like my mom is very much, and my mom has learned, she's very good at like picking things for Piper nowadays. Like she's honed in pretty well on her, but she still asks like, is there something that you want to get her that, you know, we're pretty good at like looking at pricier items that we can ask for help getting, or
Yeah.
You know.
And my mom's like always great at getting her clothes. Like she.
Well, that kid will never be naked.
Exactly. She. I think my mom just sits down and goes through and just starts looking at clothes just for Piper to see, like, oh, well, Piper would look cute in this, and Piper would look cute in that.
I know. And really, when
by the way, Amazon just dropped off a thing for Piper. She'll just send me a text, and it's like, okay.
I mean,
it's
really.
It's on the front porch.
She goes to school, and they're like, she's so cute. Her clothes are so cute. I'm like, well, I don't pick her clothes.
I'm like, 95% of her clothes are from, you know.
I pick her clothes to put her in, sure, but I don't buy them. Yeah. So.
Because, you know, Grandma everybody's figured out, you know, she doesn't grow out of her clothes as quickly as a typical child does or wears them out. Like, I was brutal on my clothes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she got me a pair of pants and I was lucky if they lasted 3 months. If I didn't outgrow them, I absolutely destroyed them. Mm-hmm. That's not the case with Piper.
Yeah.
You know, outfits last her a little longer and stuff. Mm-hmm. So my mom can essentially figure out, like, okay, well, this season, mm-hmm. maybe she's outgrown a couple of her pants, so I can give her, you know, some new sweats or mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
So it's been great. It really has been.
I think that I say this all the time, but I just think we're really lucky because one, we live so close to our families.
Yes.
Proximity wise. and they're super understanding and they're willing to learn mostly. And listen, mostly. And, you know.
Well, and they've all kind of figured out, too. They've spent enough time with Piper. And they know Piper on a personal level.
Yeah.
You know, so they've figured out what she engages in, what she likes, mm-hmm. you know, things like that.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, they're grandparents, so they just do it to do it anyway. So it...
Right. I know. That's why I'm saying they mostly learned and they mostly listen because, you know, grandparents, they sometimes like to bend the rules.
You know, everybody's expectations on what Piper does during the holidays have.
I think they've also grown.
I'm trying to think of the word for it. Like their expectations aren't as big because they have figured out like this is just who Piper is.
Yeah.
You know, where we're at, where she's at.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that they were kind of just on the same boat with us in the beginning, especially like on my side, you know, my parents have two other grandkids who are older than Piper. So we've already done Christmases and done all this before Piper came along. So they already had something to compare it to.
Yeah. See, my mom didn't.
Trying to rethink that situation, I think. Like, again, they were always good, but, you know,
I think they definitely had to probably shift gears on
that's
what
all I'm
they
saying,
get
yeah.
for the other two grandkids as opposed to what they get for Piper, because it's totally different. You know, mm-hmm. the other two grandkids are fully engaged and can do whatever they want. You know, they can walk up to Grams and Papa and be like, hey, this is what I want for Christmas.
Yeah, and they have for years, years.
So. It's not a problem.
Yeah, so it's
as
just
opposed
been,
for Piper, is it's like, what's practical for her?
Yeah.
And your parents have really dialed in on it. Like, you know, what do you guys need for her that she's going to be able to use?
Yeah.
You know, like, what was it last year? They got her a pool? Or was that?
That was for her birthday.
But still, it's practical because Piper, one, loves it. It's great exercise for her.
Well, it's what we asked for her birthday. Yeah.
But exactly. Yeah. But it's them asking, like, what is she going to get the most out of, you know, granted we can't just fill it up and she can't just run out there and jump in the pool on her own, but she still gets that ability.
Yeah.
Because,
and she loves it and it's good for her.
She loves it and it's great for her.
It's very multi-purpose.
Yes.
I mean, were you ever like sad?
What do you mean?
That it doesn't look like what we thought it would look like.
I wouldn't say sad. I don't know what the word is.
Okay.
I mean, I guess sad kind of plays a part into it. But yeah, I mean, the holidays are still not easy because they are.
There's always been a little bit of sadness mixed in with the happiness.
Unfortunately, and I don't think that's ever going to go away.
No, that's just permanent. Yeah, we will just live with that in our souls the rest of our life.
Really? You speak up, sweetheart. You speak up.
No, I wouldn't say it's necessarily sadness. It's maybe one of those things of, gosh, I don't even want to say disappointment. And, you know, when you had these plans and dreams and
sometimes it's hard to let go of the picture you had.
Yeah. Sometimes I can still see that picture and it still kind of sucks that it's not that picture, but what the picture is, isn't any less. I mean, no, I still love what we have. Leisha put up the Christmas tree the other day. Piper's got her own little Christmas tree in her room and she loved it.
Thanks to a Nana.
Yeah. Nana gave her a Christmas tree.
She had an extra one, small one. So it's Piper's own personal tree in her room.
She loved it.
Loved it. Was so excited.
And then Alicia got her, got our tree set up. And we've got a new tree.
Yep.
So we're going to start with some new decorations, but we turned on the lights and Piper loved it. Like, she's always loved the lights.
Yeah. And I tried to catch it on film and didn't work. Being stupid. Was so cute.
But I do like that, you know, we've gotten to see her evolve throughout the holidays now that she understands, you know, like, we were able to tell her what was going on. We're putting up the Christmas tree. We're going to have the lights. And then after it was put up, I shut the lights off. You turned the tree on and she just went crazy. She loved it. She knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. I don't think she's really necessarily caught on to maybe Easter, even though.
Well, we don't actually really celebrate Easter.
No, I mean, but like when we were going up to like, Zermatt with your family and stuff like that. Like, I enjoyed that.
No, loved
it. I had a fun time with that.
But that didn't feel like East. Like, I just don't think that there was anything with that.
But it's never been like a big holiday in our family. You know what I mean?
She has an Easter basket. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, when we were like.
It's definitely Halloween. Like, this Halloween, great. She had.
Perfect.
A blast.
This was the best Halloween she has had.
I mean, the entire time she was laughing, engaged, interactive.
So we walk the same route every year. It's in my parents' neighborhood. We don't venture.
Yeah, no. And it's actually great because, like, we know who hands out the king size candy bars, the normal size candy bar. That's true. We hot know chocolate. Who does the hot chocolate. We know who does the scones, the fresh, hot, homemade scones.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's nice to know because, you know, these people start recognizing you and stuff like that. People were like, oh, my gosh, look at her. She's so cute because they've recognized her. We've gone for the last, 3, 4 years, 5 years, something like that.
Seven years. I don't know. We've gone a lot. Yeah.
They, you know, there's, I don't think anybody else in your family's neighborhood. That's it. That's in a wheelchair?
Yeah. We talked to them.
Well, I know. Like other, that's what I'm saying. Other than us, there's just that one.
I don't know. I just know the one.
Yeah. I'm like just the one
that we I see into. Every year. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like you kind of figure out like, hey, she's back. Mm-hmm. Granted, you call it profiling, whatever, but I'm sure if they don't remember her name, they remember that she's the girl in the wheelchair.
Well, she stands out.
She does.
She's gonna stand out. It's just who she is. So, yeah. I don't know. I think the hardest part for me, it's like this double-edged sword, I'm gonna say. Like, because I always pictured Christmas morning, because when we were kids and it was Christmas morning, you know, my parents were like, you do not leave your bedrooms till this time in the morning. Do not wake us up. Like, we had clocks in our room because it was so exciting and you want to be up at like 3 o'clock in the morning opening presents. So for me, I think the excitement was like we would be on the other end one day.
Yeah.
But at this current moment, that is not a thing. She still gets up at the ass crack of dawn because that is who she is as a person.
She doesn't care that it's Christmas morning.
She can just be up at five
in the morning
regardless. And just do her normal stuff, which, so again, that's where the double-edged sword comes in, is because, you know, there's no rush to get to gifts because she's like, I can still get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, but we can still just do what we normally do. Like, I can sit down, I can eat my food, I can watch my movie.
Chaotic.
I don't like
mom.
Yeah. So it's double-edged in that way.
You get that.
Because it's also nice, because I can just sit on the couch and do what I do and not move.
Yeah, because then, you know, we get up, we kind of mosey about, you know, we do all of our, you know, our family, you, me, and Piper.
Yeah.
And then we kind of pack up and get together, and then we go see your parents. Mm-hmm. And she, I think, has figured out that that's kind of what we do, because the last couple years she's gotten pretty excited. Hey, we're going to go see Grams and Papa. It's Christmas morning. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she maybe knows it's Christmas morning, or she's just getting excited because she knows we're going to go see Grams and Papa. And whatever the case may be. But it's definitely been better the last couple of years as she's grown up. And I think she's figuring it out.
Yeah.
But I also think that with us doing it and having like these little family traditions, it helps with her.
Yeah.
And I think your family and my family, they love doing it, because we go see my mom Christmas Eve, you know, and do our gifts with them and everything.
I think we've definitely like solidified our traditions.
Yes.
Pretty well, which is, you know, great for her and great for me, because I like a tradition. So works for me also. I'm really looking forward to Christmas this year. I'm trying not to, but I'm really looking forward to it, because we didn't celebrate Christmas last year like we normally do. Again, it's our life. Sometimes you have to pivot a little bit, because, you know, we haven't been to your mom's in 2 years.
Yes.
Because of COVID. And then she was sick.
Yep.
And then we didn't make it to my parents on Christmas last year because we were in the hospital.
Yep.
So I'm really looking forward to this year and just hoping for the best.
Yes.
And we can enjoy all of our stuff, because I would really like that.
I would really like, I would really like it too. I mean, we've been doing what we can to keep Piper in school, but with that comes germs, because children are cesspools. That's just what it is, you know.
And we've just,
any parent is probably not going to argue with me. My child's
a
cesspool. Like, they wipe their snotness all over their hands, and then high five each other and scratch places and then shake each other's hands. And it's
the biggest thing I've been trying to teach people at school in general, but mostly it's a school issue, really, because kids, is everybody wants to touch Piper's face and like head, because, you know, she slouches, and then I don't know what it is.
I think they want to like pick her head up.
It is. It's like, it's instinctual. Like, I get it. It looks uncomfortable. It's a thing. I understand. So when it's obviously this time of year and germs are like running rampant, I'm like, don't touch her face. And I'm constantly saying that. Stop touching her face.
I even limit being up in her business, because, you know, I'm out, you know, working throughout the week and stuff, and I'm around a bunch of people and touching gross boxes and, you know, stuff like that. And it, so, it's especially if I start getting some sniffles, or if I get a cough, or if I'm just kind of feeling run down, it's like, nope, I try to keep my distance from her.
Yeah, I get that.
It would be really nice. We had a great Halloween. So I think
we had a great Halloween.
Yes. I think that we started off our holidays on a really good note with a great Halloween. I mean, busted out my awesome lightsaber. Piper loves it. We'd be in a certain part of the neighborhood where it's pitch black, like completely pitch black. And I just turn this thing on and it would like illuminate the entire street, and Piper would lose it. She absolutely loved it. I mean, I got into little lightsaber battles with this little kid. It was cool. So I hope that that
continues
mm-hmm. into Thanksgiving and mm-hmm. Christmas.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, so, if we can keep on keeping on.
We are, by the time you hear this, Thanksgiving will have passed. But we, this year, Thanksgiving, we're going to my mom's house and my whole family is going to be there. So I'm super excited because it's been years.
Yeah, I'm like, it's been a few years.
Since we've all been together. Because, you know, everybody has kind of started their own family. So we're all kind of doing different things. So I'm super excited about that. And again, once you hear this, it would have already happened. So I hope that it was fan-freaking-tastic, and it probably was, because probably will be.
Just put the good vibes out there. It was awesome.
Food and family.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great.
I mean, Dallas is playing Thanksgiving Day against the Giants.
They always do.
Oh, yeah, of course they do.
You'll be watching it alone this year, though.
Why?
Because it's only you into it. Last year was great because it was me and you rivaling each other, so it was awesome. And you're back to watching football in the basement by yourself.
Everybody will be Giants fans on that day just to go against me, except Piper, because Piper's my football buddy.
Who's the underdog? My family goes for the underdog.
I don't know. Right now, this week, because the Giants lost and Dallas won, we're tied. We're both 7-3.
Ooh, so it's pretty equally matched.
I'm thinking it'll probably be a slugfest. For whatever reason, we just can't seem to do to the Giants and to Philly what we do to other teams. Like today, we completely annihilated the Vikings. For whatever reason, we can't do that to Green Bay either. Mm-hmm. Like Green Bay always comes out and screws us. But
It's
always fun because I like it because all of the jesting and, you know, the banter and stuff. It's fun because everybody, like, there's always someone that's, and it's usually Brooke that's who should, oh, no, Jess is going for that team. I got to go for the other team.
Okay.
I have to go for the other team.
Just to keep it interesting.
Yeah. You got to keep it
real. I don't know. So, but yeah, I'm super looking forward to that.
I enjoy Thanksgiving very much because growing up, it was just me and my mom and my brother.
I don't know that we ever really talked about like what Thanksgiving really looked like for you growing up. But the Thanksgiving you see it that we have.
Totally different. I did not have that. It was always just
that is us. That is very traditional. But as long as we've grown up, we sit down and all eat together. You know, the TV is not on. We say a prayer. We have always done that. That is just because it's a time of family, so we take it very seriously. I feel like I know that sounds like so strict, but
my mom always spend time together. You know, she always, up until the last few years, because of her fibromyalgia, but she never did the traditional turkey because
she doesn't like turkey.
She doesn't like turkey.
That's fine.
We would have enchiladas, lasagna, ham. Like, it was, nothing was ever. Yeah,
she's having enchiladas this year.
Lasagna.
No lasagna this year.
My brother's making lasagna. Him, his girlfriend, my mom, Joe. So I think they're going to have a little thing. So
that's cute.
Yeah. I'm like, right on. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, growing up, it was just us. And so my mom would make some food and we'd sit down and eat. Usually watch the game.
See, we don't. Last year, I'm telling you, last year was the first year that we've ever
I usually watch the game by myself.
And that's why I said this year you're going to be back in the basement.
That's fine. Whatever. Everyone will be able to tell how the game's going anyway.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true.
Everyone knows if Dallas is winning or losing, judging on how I'm yelling at the team.
We're like, did they score? Quite possibly.
So, I think that's all we were going to cover today. It's just kind of, you know,
going into the holidays.
What we expected as opposed to what they are. And
yeah.
Piper's
constantly ever changing, right?
And yeah, just how everybody's figured it out right along with us on what we're going to do and how we do things.
So I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, no matter what that looks like for you.
Yes. Happy, safe holidays to all of our listeners. We love all 15 of you.
All 15 of you.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
And hopefully life lets us come back and talk to you again next weekend.
Yay!
We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.